Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
Good morning. Awesome to be here with you. I realize that you're realizing just how special you are. Just how incredible life can be. And while there are still people that are concerned with how the election went in America, you're rolling on. You're realizing that no matter who was elected, that through voting, we authorize external authority, somebody who's supposed to know more than we do about wealth and happiness and the dynamics of life. And so today, I had decided that I was going to talk about getting rich, that it's fun work. Now, how could I make that claim? Because few people really know how business even operates. Accountant certified to be an accountant. But that doesn't mean they know how to run a business. It means they know how to understand the numbers of business. But the numbers they get in the business are driven by the people within the business doing the work of the business. And what is the work of business? How can work be fun? I know how work can be fun. When you are attached to where the money is made. Because you can be creative then. You can play it live. It's like having the basketball when you're playing with the team. It was always fun. You weren't going to play ball if you didn't want to get your hands on that ball and do something magic with it. Why do you think they called it Magic Johnson? Doing something magic with the ball in business is to figure out how to make more money with what the company is already doing to integrate further in business, to play at life. How exciting business can be. How much fun life can really be when you understand the dynamic of business. And I think that most of us don't understand the dynamic of business. I can't help but wonder. I bet you I could ask the question. Now I am. On Facebook, I typed in the question, what's the dynamic of business? Because I could almost be certain that a lot of people don't know the dynamic of business. They have no idea why a business at the core, at its root, why is business built? So what is that dynamic of business? You know that getting rich can be fun work. But you say, oh, I don't care about being rich. Rich people stink. I don't like rich people. They suck. They do. They suck. We hear that. Rich people. Don't like them. We've been taught to hate them by the politicians. Yes, we have. You heard Hillary doing it. Yet she wants her wealth. You hear rich people in politics pointing the finger at each other and putting each other down. Those people aren't poor. But how they get their wealth matters. There's a dynamic in business that makes getting rich fun work. So how can one become rich in this world of confusion, chaos, civil unrest? Look at the civil unrest going on right now. You know, there's an author who predicted this would happen. And why can he predict that? He could predict it because there's a trail of evidence about life. There's a trail of evidence that conscious beings, us, this life form, as we know it today and have for thousands of years, we conscious beings do not like told what to do, when to do it. We don't like that. And even though we might elect someone, we might select a favorite candidate running for a public office, we don't really want them to tell us what to do. We want them to guide us. We believe in them and somehow this power that they might possess that we don't have. Because we haven't been taught where our wealth is. So what is the wealth for a conscious human being? What is our wealth? What wealth do you possess? What wealth do I possess? The wealth that I possess is the same that you have. I have this amazing consciousness, this ability to go to higher levels of awareness in whatever I want to learn. Notice I said want to learn. And the same can be said of you. You might have an interest that doesn't interest me, and I might have an interest that doesn't interest you. Whatever interests you and whatever interests me should end up being something that we each do to get our happiness and create wealth. So we have this consciousness, this amazing God-like power to figure things out. What a blessing. What a blessing. Every child born in the human race is born conscious with a desire to be accepted into our human race, to be accepted by those who appear to be like them. And of course they want accepted by the family dog or cat as well. They want that. They want more out of life. Of course, why not? They really don't want to lay there their whole life. They're taking in the world through observation and through their senses, taking in and pushing out into newer realms of awareness all the time. That was you, that was me. Babies lying in a crib. Yeah. Awesome wonder. The curious nature of consciousness, this wondering about yourself and the world around. How it works. Where do I fit? Has caused us to accept something outside as an authority as we try to figure out, what is my role here? What am I supposed to be doing? How does this all fit together? And so we look outside when the solution is inside. The very solution to poverty rests within an individual. And that is to go to higher levels of awareness at everything you do. So, what is the dynamic of wealth? The dynamic of wealth is that, well, do I dare tell you, could it be something so simple that we've overlooked it? You're the dynamic. You make your life better. You have amazing power. You have God-like power to think and to act in harmony to make yourself more than the day you were born into this world of consciousness. So since we all seem to take jobs, that's where we get the money we need to survive. And if you're fortunate, you get a job that takes you beyond the survival mode and you get to live it. You get to feel what it's like to have more in life, more than perhaps someone else in your family, more than your friends, more than your neighbors. And you find out that the money may not make you happy, that the money is great and you can have more toys of all kinds, but the toys don't make you happy. Just look at the children who play with their toys and they figure them out right away. They've gone to a higher level of awareness than that toy can bring them. Why do you think computers are so fascinating to the children? Because they can go, they can stretch their minds so far and keep going further, deeper, and understanding the power within instead of being trapped in following people who might lead them the wrong way. We are at a time in history where we're ready to make a huge leap, a fast leap in our consciousness. We're going to make a leap into a greater realm, a higher level of understanding. It's happening now. There are people who are very unhappy. They are still searching for the solution to their unhappiness, but they don't know where to look. They're looking outside. And when they were the infant, they weren't looking outside except to observe through their curious nature and to try. And in our work, we don't try. We go in and we do the same thing day after day. Oh my, what a tragedy. How could this be when getting rich could be fun work, like I'm saying? And how does one get rich in this world of confusion? We drop our attachment to anything or anyone outside of ourselves. Why in the world did we ever expect the boys to be the provider of households? Why did we expect that they would grow up and they would get married and then have kids and they were going to be the sole provider? We had that going, even in America. But we evolved a long time ago and said, ladies, you can work. Now, I don't know about Ban the Bra Days and Women's Lib. You know, there's been good and bad out of all of that. Because you know what's so cool? There's something very special about the separation of our species, male and female. Because we're the conscious beings. We're not the dogs on the streets, the cat in the alleys, the birds in the cages, or the birds in the air, the birds of prey, or anything else anywhere. We're so incredible. Because we're each conscious beings, whether we're male or female, in this human race. The race is on. The race is on to make ourselves more. We played that way as children. Golly, did you race your bike against a male or a female? I mean, a boy or a girl at the time, that's what we called them. Of course you did. Did you want to win? Of course you did. How would you win at work? How would you win? What, stepping on somebody to get somewhere? Would you know what they learned? No, maybe not. So when you got there, would you be screwed or hope to be? I mean, what? I'm talking about getting rich being fun work. I'm talking about the power that we possess as human beings. Oh, my. What an exciting day it is. A 30-minute segment on getting rich. Just the concept of it. Cool dynamics in my bailiwick. I have the cool dynamics. You know, like an archer has a quiver with arrows. If you miss one, you try another. Well, if you miss the dynamic of what business is, what it's to do, and you're not part of it, you're not attached to it, you're oh my gosh, you don't have the bow and the arrow, you're screwed. Okay, so let me get back to male and female. That heavy pressure that was put on boys to grow up and be a man and support a lady and have babies. You know that I've had at least a few men tell me that their purpose in life could possibly be to ensure there's babies in the world. That's like their highest. And I was taken back. I was struck by that. Because I realized that in our animalistic instincts, that's the case. That yes, we women without you men are not going to be having babies. We women need to be selective of who the fathers are of our babies. And if they're no good, no tries, then the babies don't need exposed to them for very long. But we ladies have to be providing value too, or we're bored, stagnant producers. And when we do produce something, we're just bored like you men. But when we create something, we feel good like you do when you create. And when we create something of value, we each get to feel happiness. And when we create that happiness, we want to be known. We want to be accepted for creating that value that brought us happiness. And when a baby does something and we praise the baby will keep going and learn something else because the baby gets the praise. That's not growing an ego in a baby. It's not growing an ego in a little child. I mean, you don't have to tell some baby how beautiful they are. Praise the baby for the things the baby does, male or female, and the baby will keep going in the way that they are supposed to, which is to grow higher levels of awareness for life, life within and the world around. And that baby will keep going that way and be of greater value throughout life. But if you shut down the toddler who's still just trying to understand self and the world around, the universe even, it's like they see beyond us at times. Like, get out of my way, you're bugging me. Go, get out of my way. I'll even cry if you interrupt me. You ever seen that? We are born conscious. We have the ability to learn whatever we want to learn, and getting rich should just be one thing that we learn. We got to go beyond survival, and having those babies, being the father of a baby, is about the survival of our race. It's a mentality that shouldn't be the dominating factor in our lives for the male or the female. We can have children. And what's the best thing we can do for our children is to teach them how to become wealthy, not just survive. And if you don't know how to go beyond surviving, how can you teach it to your children? You can't. So here we are, faced with this chaos right now, because people voted, and they're unhappy with the way the votes turned out. Is that anything new? That's going on ever since we've turned power over to external authorities. There's always those happy ones, the ones who had the biggest fight, the biggest dog in the fight. And then there's the ones who are unhappy because their big dog in the fight didn't win. And the tragedy is no matter who you turn that power over to, because that's what happens when we vote in an external authority, you're going to get what they want to give you, but that's not the case. Because through business, we can each become more. I know this from experience. I can only talk about it because I went into a company. When I figured out the kind of company that would have the kind of job that I wanted so bad, after college, after a dream was shattered, I sat and wondered, how come they had more than my family? How come they did? How come they did? I began to understand what some of these men in my neighborhood did that made pretty good money. I even understood how one guy that I was in school with, I found out where his mother worked. She was a single mom. And she at least provided enough for them. She was single. She stayed single. She didn't have to go out and get married to provide for those children. That one child that I knew for sure. I began to figure out that there was better money in some jobs. And I decided if I was going to be working, I was going to do it right. I wasn't going to put in time stuck in some small minimum wage or just a small wage, an hourly wage. I was going to find something that paid me better. And I did. And I knew what job I wanted, so I was out seeking the position that I thought would be fun because a gentleman in my neighborhood told me what he did when I was a little girl. He would return on the weekends with stuff in boxes, paper. And one day I was snoopy enough, that curious child in me wanted to know what he did. And he told me. And he made it sound like fun work, and he was always pretty happy. And he had a big family, by the way. And they all seemed to do okay. They had the things they wanted in life. Those kids didn't want for too much. They were fun kids. They were in my neighborhood. We played together. So when I wasn't going to become what my dad was, which was a sole proprietor in his business as a mechanic, when I wasn't going to get to carry on that family tradition, and I wasn't about to go to work for some dealership working as a mechanic, I wanted the whole enchilada, so to speak. I went to search out where I could make more money. And then I did the details of what I was hired to do. And once I got them down, which was just a matter of no time at all, you know that one? Right? On-the-job training is just that. It's tiny, teeny, a little bit of time. You learn it, you got it. And you do it for how long? That's not the best use of that great consciousness that I just spoke about with the baby. Not at all. It's called boredom. So once I got down everything I needed to do in the on-the-job training from the lady that was moving to another company, I was bored. And I knew where I wanted to go. So I went to the one person that I knew I could confide in. It was the office manager. I had got to meet her, right? After interviewing with the people that I was going to go to work for in that department, I did the details with the office manager. That used to be like someone who was personnel, a little bit of everything, really. And I asked for more responsibilities. And when I got those responsibilities, I got to absorb the details within those responsibilities. And I got to move ahead. It was awesome. I did my job that I was hired for that I could get done in a half day's time. I got to take over other details. It was the most amazing, fun time. I felt like a little kid inside again. And the things I was doing was making me more money. And they offered me extra time if I wanted to take it, and evenings and weekends, and I could be paid for it. I was really getting ahead. And it was fun because I was learning something new. And in business, there's really only one purpose in it. And that's to build wealth. And if everyone that worked in business had that one purpose, they would get better and better at everything they did within that business. And they would be in control of that segment of business to build wealth, doing what they do. And they would know all the details of the whole business. They wouldn't be a department. You see, when you go in and you start taking over the different responsibilities in different departments, you understand the whole picture of business. And before you know it, you're reporting to the CEO, the one who started the business. And then it's really fun. It's not so frightening because you climbed to get there. You did it on your own. And they know that whoever was in between you and them never did this, and they're fascinated. You can be that. Everyone can. This is what it's going to take to have a rich nation again, the evolution of business into what author Mark Hamilton calls company capture discovery. And I feel blessed to be one who can teach it. And you can come learn this with me in Tampa, Florida. Take a winter break for New Year's and come learn this and start your new year completely different, happy, having fun, fun-loving. Party time. Party time, too. We're going to party. We're going to have a good time. We're going to have music. We're going to have a great time. Tampa, Florida. 314-448-1462. The power of you within business. Amazing fun. You have consciousness written all over you, and the sign of chaos today is that we have that. And people are fed up, but they're fighting for the wrong reasons. It should be about them and not someone else. Join me again tomorrow. Thanks for being here. Blog Talk Radio. Oh, yeah. Thanks, everyone. Let's see if we can play a little music today. Because every day people make the world go around. You're then when you listen in.